I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship in business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. The live show, you can call into the studio at 312-642-5600. And, of course, contact our fantastic sponsors, Tandem HR, by visiting their brand-new website, tandemhr.com. Or give them a call, 630-928-0510. So we have a jam-packed lineup, indeed a jam-packed studio as well, some fantastic guests, and you're going to learn a lot about some very interesting businesses. And hopefully learn quite a bit about entrepreneurship and some other great topics as well. But first up here in the studio is my good friend Becky Galvez from Shop4Ties, a fascinating company. If you're like me and you love accessories, or even if you don't love accessories, but you love the story of an amazing family business, Becky, your family has been involved in this industry for, I believe, over 30 years. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Shalom. I appreciate you having me on here.
Absolutely. So I'm always fascinated by family businesses and businesses with such a long track record and history. Tell us briefly about your family and how you ended up in the custom apparel space.
Sure, yeah. So 1982, my dad turns down an offer to buy a tie store on Michigan Avenue and decides to go on his own and do custom neckwear. So he opened it up in 1982 under Corporate Textiles. Back then, we didn't have the internet around, so he was advertising in airline magazines like American Airlines and United. Kind of pioneered the whole idea of going overseas, started in Korea, manufacturing neckwear in Korea, sending faxes, and that was the start of it in the basement of his house in Highland Park, Illinois.
And many of those customers are still your customers today, but you have you are the CEO and you have been taking things to the next level. So tell us a little bit. I know it's more than just neckwear and ties. I know these days you're also doing scarves and even Hawaiian shirts, I understand. So that's fun.
Yeah, so we do ties, bow ties, scarves, and about 7 years ago we incorporated Hawaiian shirts. So it's all custom Hawaiian shirts. Everything we do is custom made. It's B2B. You know, our minimum order starting at 30 pieces up to thousands and thousands. So working with different, you know, companies and schools. And yeah, we're doing it all these days.
And you're probably seeing the next generation of some of your customers and clients as well.
Definitely. One of our largest customers, a company out of Kansas City, who actually do all the promotional gear for Rotary International. So they're on their 100th year of business, but fourth generation son-in-law is taking over the company.
So let's jump to that. So family business, I know your mom is still quite actively involved in the business. So tell us a little bit about the roles and responsibilities and, frankly, how does that work?
Yeah. We've had to work through a lot of things. My mom is now the CFO, so she is my 50% partner and the CFO, and I'm the CEO, so very different roles and responsibilities. After the passing of my father, it took a while to separate out who was going to do what and who was in charge of what, but she's taken a little bit of a backseat in the sense of doing the back of the house stuff, and I do the front of the house stuff. We've worked through a lot, and it's we're at a very good place now.
Amazing. So now that we've talked a little bit about how the business operates behind the scenes, tell me why a company would want to use your services. Why would somebody want custom neckwear? How does that help their brand and their messaging?
Sure. So I guess if you could think about, you know, the promotional products industry is a billion-dollar industry, right? Billions of dollar industry. A lot of people want something that's going to help them stand out, create unity, proudly brand them. And custom neckwear is just another way to do that. It's kind of like a step up of a way to create uniformity, but with pride. So, yeah.
What's the most interesting order you've received?
Oh, wow. The most interesting. We see a lot of interesting orders. I mean, everyone's tastes are so varied. Something I might say, I don't know how anyone could ever put that on their neck. We get comments back of like, that made our event or that made our group or our team the most exciting and, you know, exciting team out there. I'm not sure of one. Just
I stumped
one.
You.
You did stump me. Absolutely.
That's great.
We see such variety in colors and designs and, you know, what people are
looking
for.
But there's some pretty hideous ideas out there.
There are absolutely hideous
ideas. Hopefully your customers aren't listening right now, but but you know, creative and shop for ties, Becky and your mom, the whole company. I know that you've had a lot of your folks working for you for a long time. I'm sure you've seen it all. So are your customers good at staying in touch and sending you pictures?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It's a bit of a struggle at times to get people to, you know, send things over. But we get all this great feedback, and we've had customers, like, you know, you said, for decades and decades. And they're all really excited about it. And I'm like, hey, how about that group picture that you guys took? Yeah, we're going to get it to you. And so it's a little bit of nagging. And then when they do it, they're really excited about it.
I'm sure you have an eye for things that a lot of other people don't. And so when you're traveling, and I know you travel a ton, you notice everything on airlines and you notice things. So tell me, Becky, where do you see this industry going, and where do you see, I guess, what advice do you have for companies that are out there, even smaller companies, in terms of how they can develop a brand? And feel free to go beyond the custom neckwear and Hawaiian shirts of that. What branding advice do you have?
I mean, I think one of the best things that my dad ever did was come up with a company that's very niche. So like, there's a lot of companies out there trying to do it all, right? We get requests all the time. Hey, can you do our sweatpants or our shirts? And I'm like, no, but I have amazing contact for you who does it really well. And so this is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it really well. So I would say one thing I've learned is don't try to be a company that does it all, but do what you do really well. Take care of your customers in that way and create really strong relationships with other companies where you become vital to your customers. You're not just a transaction, right? It's really, really relationship oriented. And they can turn to you and say, hey, now I need this. Can you help me out with that? And you do. You become a really important resource for them.
Well, that's great advice on two fronts. Eight great business advice, staying focused, and certainly good networking advice. And you and I have spent quite a bit of time talking about that. Maintaining your network, constantly knowing if you can't solve an issue, knowing who can. It's 2018. So many companies are spending their dollars on digital advertising, digital marketing. Is spending dollars on apparel still important?
Absolutely. I think 100%. I think it's a way that it's not, you know, we're all digital, but we also come together and we go to events and we go to, you know, different get-togethers. And it's a way for you when you're there to create it, that not, you know, to show it, and not everyone is on their phone or on some piece of technology for you to be able to see it. But it really brings people together and creates a sense of unity that when you're together, it's like, oh, we're all in this. Or, you know, when it's the same thing kind of when you're at a conference or in a big city and you see someone. I was just at a conference last week and there was 2,200 of us and everyone's wearing the same scarf. And it's like, oh, great. Now we can talk because we're all part of the same, you know, group and experiencing the same thing. So I absolutely think it is still important.
Fantastic. Well, Becky, you have a ton of advice for entrepreneurs, certainly a lot of advice on marketing and branding. So I do hope that our listeners can get a hold of you. We are running out of time, so I want to make sure that people can learn more. Shop for Ties, not hard to remember, but what's the best way for people to learn more about your business?
Yeah, I mean, you can get in touch with us if you look at Shop for Ties, so SHOP4ties.com. All of our emails are up on there. You'll find our Facebook and all of our other pages that way.
And is there a final question? Is there any order that's too small or an order that's too big?
There is no order that's too big. We fulfilled all orders into the tens of thousands of pieces, but the minimum we'll do on ties and scarves is 30 pieces and Hawaiian shirts is 50 pieces.
Well, get those orders going, and don't just order the Hawaiian shirts. Take them and go to Hawaii. We'll talk about maybe taking it easy in business in one of these upcoming weeks. Great advice. Fascinating company, and I should have mentioned Chicago-based business. Very, very exciting. We love to support our local companies. Becky Galvez, CEO of Shop for Ties. One more time, if you could share your website.
Sure. www.shop4ties.com.
Fantastic. And we'd love to have you back on the show to talk about progress in business and changes, because you certainly, there's nobody that knows it better than you and your team. So thanks for coming on the air. As I mentioned earlier, I encourage all of our listeners to get in touch with our fantastic sponsors, Tandem HR. We call them our solution center for a reason. There are so many changing regulations in the Affordable Care Act, in everything relating to small business and hiring. And you cannot, and I emphasize, you cannot try to solve all of those regulatory concerns and challenges yourself. That's why you need to talk to the experts at Tandem HR. They'll give you a free consultation if you mention Get Down to Business. So give them a call, 312-642-5600, and check out their website, tandemhr.com. They have a wonderful blog, lots of great information. And again, set up that meeting, set up that free consultation. You will not regret it. Tandemhr.com. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk staffing with Matt Field. Don't want to miss it. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at 30 from the junction 18. Slow from the junction into the circle. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at half an hour. Express lanes currently at 10 minutes. On the inbound Ike, delays from Damon into the circle. Thorndale to downtown at 33 and the outbound at 45. Heavy from Independence to Displains. Inbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the outbound at 46. Back to from Dan Ryan to Pulaski. On the inbound Dan Ryan, 95 to downtown at 22 minutes. Stop and go from Stevenson to the circle. Outbound to 95th from downtown at 20 minutes. Delays from 59 to the Skyway. Inbound outbound 57 at 15 minutes from 80 to Dan Ryan. On the inbound Bishop Ford to Dan Ryan from A94 28 on the outbound at 16. And Lakeshore northbound, heavy from 67 to Jackson at 18. Menard Hollywood at 16. It's currently mostly cloudy, 38 degrees, with wind chill of 29. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Celebrate the new year with a change. Stamp your passport to paradise. Escape Chicago and join Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson in Riviera Maya, Mexico at the Secrets Maroma Beach, Riviera Cancun. It's an all-inclusive, all-suites, adults-only resort located in beautiful, sunny Riviera Maya, Mexico. Time is running out to book your trip through Apple Vacations. Don't get left out in the cold this year. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword passport. Presented by Joe Cotton Ford and Arlington Heights Heating and Cooling.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code Chicago, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Chicago.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You can download podcasts from Get Down to Business and listen to our conversations again with folks like Becky, Matt, who's you're going to hear in a moment, and so many other fascinating entrepreneurs you could get on my website, shalomkline.com. It's a brand new website as well. So lots of great podcasts from the past 3 years. I can't believe it. 3 years of Get Down to Business. Check out the site, shalomkline.com. So I'm thrilled to have in studio a gentleman who I've known for quite a while, Matt Field, who is now the owner of a Express Employment Professionals franchise in Chicago, which means that you are helping companies find people for hard-to-fill positions, and you're helping people find their strength, their talent. It's fantastic. I know a lot of companies that can use your services, but it's great to have you on the air. Matt Field, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here, Shalom.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about staffing in general. The economy has changed over the past few years. It's now actually really, really hard to find perfect fits for positions, isn't it?
It's really hard. We are at a point with some very low unemployment. So companies are having a hard time filling their positions. That's where they really lean on staffing companies like Express to do their staffing, to do their recruitment, because if they go and do their own passive search, they're not finding the right people. And what often happens is they're going through a lot of turnover. And if they're turning a position over and over and over, that's also costing them significantly, both in terms of the recruiting costs as well as the production level.
Fascinating. So tell us a little bit about the companies that you work with and the positions that Express is extremely capable of working with.
So Express can fill just about any position. There's 800 offices around the country. Express was founded largely on a light industrial platform. There are 17 offices in Chicago. Our office downtown doesn't really focus much on industrial work. Some of the other offices do. But our office, we deal with accounting positions and financial sector, marketing, sales, legal, healthcare, a lot of HR positions, sales positions, which are nuanced, difficult to fill, but we do a really good job at it. Clerical, really all the above. So we have a lot of experience with helping companies find just the right person. We don't throw in front of them somebody who's not going to be a good fit.
Interesting. And that dedication to quality, because bottom line, your customers, the companies that are trusting you, they want it done right the first time. They don't have the time. That's why they're working with you. They don't have the time to try and experiment. They want a good fit. So I know part of your trademark is your relationships and your involvement on the communal level. So tell us, if you don't mind, share, perhaps this might be a bit off of Express Employment Services, but tell us why you've dedicated so much time to being involved and why networking is so important to you.
Well, I've been involved in the community for my whole professional life. In my old life, I worked as a rabbi in upstate New York. From there, I came back home. This is home. And I opened a home care company, which I still own, but my wife runs out of Northbrook. And actually, there were two experiences in that company that I think pushed me over the edge into wanting to develop into more of a staffing model. Number one was I used a staffing company one time for that company, and it was such a terrible experience that I said to my wife, I said, I can do a better job. And it left me feeling really bad about the industry, feeling really bad about the experience. I don't want other companies to be feeling that. Exactly as you said, they don't want to be wasting their time and their money engaging with a staffing company if it's not going to be a good experience. Number two was, on the other end, we had an employee at the home care company. It was a caregiver from South Africa, actually, who sent me a text. I won't ever forget the text. It was a long text. He thanked me for the job. He had been working for us for about 2 years. And because of the full-time job that we had given him, he was able to send money back to his family in South Africa. Certainly gives a different perspective on how we utilize our own resources. And that, for me, that felt really just as good as the work that we were doing for the seniors and others who really needed help at home. Here we were helping people find jobs. Who was able to take some of that salary and help family across the country?
That must feel really, really good. So networking is important. And as you mentioned, Express Employment Professionals offices all over the country, many offices around Chicago. But because of the model, and you are the boss, you are the owner, this is your reputation on the line. You have those relationships with employers. They're relying on you. And I know that slowly but surely you've expanded your management team to make sure that the experience for job seekers and for companies is as top-notch as possible. No doubt a company that's going to use you for one position, whether it's an admin position, will, if it's a good experience, they're going to contact you again. So that local relationship and connection is certainly very, very important. So as you've gone through this process, tell us, and you don't need to use the names, but tell us some success stories of some job placements that you're most proud of.
Job placements that we're most proud of. You know, just what's today? Today's Sunday. Just Friday, we were supposed to have lunch with a client of ours, and she had to cancel because she just had a administrative assistant cancel or quit, rather. And so she was filling several positions wearing multiple hats, and we were able to get her several really good, qualified, top-notch people within an hour. Those are the things that we love to do. And we're able to take the stress level down and make people feel more in control of their own lives, their own jobs, when we're able to provide them with people, when they trust that we're going to give them somebody who can do the job, who can step right in, learn. And they know that the reputation for us means everything, and we're going to stand behind what we do.
I'll go out on a limb and say that staffing is perhaps the greatest challenge that a business owner will deal with, and people don't appreciate that. They think that, you know, the hard part is finding the clients, the customers. That requires work, but that's not the hard part. It is finding qualified, competent people that will treat your business as seriously as you would treat them yourself. So Matt, you are an expert in staffing, both from, again, that other from your other company that now your wife is running, but you've been there, you've done that, you are a business owner. What advice do you have for a business owner in terms of how to position themselves, maybe how to draft a great job description, and how to maintain the culture to keep people? You just mentioned employee turnover, so I want to make sure we cover both of those two areas.
Yeah, drafting a good job description is something that should not be done casually. I think it takes more than one person to sit down to really understand what the goals are of that particular position, to chart them out, to outline them, to really figure that out, and to put in that job description as well bits and pieces of the culture. In terms of finding a right fit, a lot of companies focus heavily on the skills. Depending on the position, skills can often be picked up. Obviously, a surgeon has to show up with the right skills, but a lot of other positions, some skills can be picked up, but if it's not the right culture fit, then they're going to see a lot of turnover.
Fascinating. Great advice. And every single entrepreneur, mark my words, you will deal with these challenges. It's actually a very tough economy to find good people. And that's why you want to work with somebody like Matt Field, who understands those challenges, having hired people himself. And certainly, just again, continuing that theme, Becky mentioned it earlier, networking is so mission critical, and there's nobody that gets it better than you. So, Matt, we are running out of time. I want to make sure our listeners know how to get a hold of you. How can they learn more about Express Employment Professionals in Chicago and how they can work with your team to fill hard to fill positions?
Sure. So they can always find us at our general website, which is expresspros.com. That is the website for the entire Express network. They could find any of our offices, certainly track us down at our downtown Chicago office. Expresspros.com is the easiest way.
FantasticExpressPros.com, and get a hold of Matt. Get a hold of Matt's team. Great networkers, great professionals. Well, we've got a treat for you. Coming up on the program, we have a wonderful group of wonderful professionals. We bringing them here in studio as we speak. Get Down to Business is coming back after these quick headlines. You don't want to miss it, Chicago. Don't touch that dial.
She ran Al Gore's presidential campaign. She served as the chair of the Democratic National Committee. She's considered one of the most influential Democrats in the country. And on Thursday, March 22nd, Donna Brazile will go head-to-head with AM 560's Dan Proft. It's Beyond the Talking Points with Dan Proft and Donna Brazile. They'll discuss, dissect, and debate the big issues dividing our country. Get your tickets at 560theanswer.com/beyond. Sponsored in part by AM Woodland Outdoor Design.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. Survivors from last week's shooting at a Florida high school planning a march on Washington next month. Student Cameron Caskey telling Fox News Sunday.
We are giving all our politicians a clean slate, and in the next election we are saying, if you are accepting money from the NRA, there is a badge of shame on you, because you are enabling things like this to happen.
The NRA has yet to make a statement about the shooting that killed 17 people. First place in the Great American Race.
Austin Dillon in the number 3 Chevy on the 20th year anniversary of Dale Earnhardt winning this race is the winner of the 60th running of the Daytona 500. Dillon tapping into Eric Almirola on the final lap on the overtime restart, the green-white checkered, sending Almirola spinning. He's able to cross the finish line first with Bubba Wallace taking second. Denny Hamlin, the 2015 champ, finishing third.
Fox's Matt Napolitano at Daytona. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens. Lake Hook to the junction at 19 minutes. Up onto Lake Hook from the junction at 21. Inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at 28 from the junction 16. Slow from the junction into the circle. Up onto O'Hare from downtown at 32. Express lanes at 10. On the inbound Ike. Slow from 25th Avenue into the circle. Thorndale to downtown at 31 from Manheim 18. Outbound brake lights from Independence to the Plains from downtown to Manheim at 26. Thorndale at 39 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 minutes from the Tri-City 24. Outbound to 55 from Lakeshore Drive at 40 minutes. Just after Bluff, a crash taking out the left lane, and the left lane is closed from Arsenal to just past Blodgett due to construction. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 22 minutes. Outbound to 95th and downtown at 16. It's currently overcast and 38 degrees. Tonight, a low of 39. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 57. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
You know, you can get tremendous pain relief benefits with Relief Factor without any of the negative side effects of ibuprofen. Why? Because this is natural, healthy stuff. There are no side effects. There's no prescription drugs. There's no chemicals. Just good, healthy dietary supplements that unleash your own body's natural healing powers. 80% of people who start with a quick start, just $19.95 for 3 whole weeks, end up getting more Relief Factor. You should give it a try. Again, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. $19.95 comes to 95 cents a day. That's less than a cup of coffee a day for pain relief. Go to relieffactor.com. Read all the testimonials. Find out about it for yourself and order that quick start. Just $19.95 or 95 cents a day for 3 weeks. Or you can call them. It's toll free. They can answer all your questions. 1-800-500-8384. That's toll free. 1-800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Old Man Winter is here, and you'll need a heating and cooling company you know you can depend on. Look no further. That company is the original Arlington Heights Heating and Cooling. They're not one of those massive impersonal companies with inexperienced technicians and subcontractors. Arlington Heights Heating and Cooling sends only their own highly skilled technicians. From service to installation and everything in between, their work quality and customer service is the best. The original Arlington Heights Heating and Cooling keeps homes and businesses comfy and warm. Call Carrie at 847-545-1700 or visit arlingtonheightsheatingandcooling.com. Mention AM560 and receive 20% off your first service call. That's Carrie at 847-545-1700 or online at arlingtonheightsheatingandcooling.com. The original Arlington Heights Heating and Cooling, not the biggest, just the best.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And I promised you a treat, and a treat is what we have for you today. I have a jam-packed studio. I'm welcoming the wonderful professionals, or a sampling of the wonderful professionals of the Chicago Senior Services Network. Joining me here in studio, I have, and you'll meet them virtually throughout the program, I have Leslie, Ifat, Elizabeth, and Sherwin joining me here. And welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, Chicago Senior Services Network, why did you form this collaboration of such wonderful professionals? And tell us a little bit about the network and how you are benefiting the Chicagoland community.
We started with a group because I felt that there weren't enough. I wasn't able to find other services for my clients. And so I started reaching out to other people I knew that were in the senior, worked with the senior community. And then I thought, well, wouldn't this be great to become a resource to other seniors and their families, as well as businesses and corporations who also have employees who are looking for services for their employees for when they have a crisis with their family members, and also serve as resources for other professionals in the senior community.
That's fantastic. So so you now have a team of the, and this is what you call the group of professionals that any of us would want to turn to if we had a need for those areas. So if you don't mind, tell me a little bit about the other professionals. First of all, let's talk about who's here in the room and who's not here in the room in terms of what areas of expertise are provided by the network.
My name's Ifat Bossi, and I'm a CPA that specializes in daily money management. I assist seniors primarily in completing their daily financial and administrative obligations.
I'm Elizabeth Urey. I'm a geriatric care manager and owner of Prime Life Care. I work with older adults and their families to help them navigate through the aging issues with dignity and peace of mind.
And I am Sherwin Weissman. I represent North Suburban Hearing Service, providing hearing services and hearing testing to the Chicago community. We can do that in our office, and we provide outside services also.
And I am Leslie Markman-Stern. I am the owner of Leslie M. Stern Design. I have a full-service interior design firm, and a good part of my practice is designing for seniors and people with disabilities so they can age in place in their home.
And Leslie, this was your idea. You are the founder of this fantastic network, which I cannot emphasize enough, really is making an impact in so many people's lives. And briefly, tell me a little bit about the other areas of expertise that that you have in the network. And I know that you've worked really, really hard to vet out and make sure you are finding the best professionals.
Exactly. We have three other. We have a realtor, Mark Rantas, who helps the seniors navigate when they can no longer live in their home or they have to downsize. We have Heather Lantry, who does in-home care with her company right at home. And we have somebody who is in the funeral business, Faith Avner, and she helps people make the pre-planning for funeral arrangements.
Wow. So really all areas are covered, anything that folks might possibly need. And I love the term network. It's a word that that people think I overuse, but at the same time, it is a very important word. You have that collaboration of a group of professionals. But tell me what goes on behind the scenes. Tell me about do meetings take place? And what other what are you looking to grow to find other people?
Yes, we do meet every month. We take what we do very seriously, and we talk about avenues of helping older adults and their families in the areas that we are professionals in. And then we also have other speakers come, professionals that come and talk about what they do. So we are able to sort of put it in our back pocket so that when we're talking to our clients, we have professionals that we can offer.
So walk me through this. When a call comes in to one of you in your respective business, and I'm sure this is a almost daily occurrence, somebody talks to you and has a need for your services individually, and you start to recognize and realize that there's a need, a greater need, and there's a need for a referral. Walk me through, is there a list of resources that that you've worked on compiling? Tell me a little bit about how that, call it, for lack of a better term, intake process works.
Okay, somebody calls, they said their mother fell. What do we do next? We have somebody in our group who can go into that home and evaluate them, and then we can have somebody else who can decide whether they can stay at home. Somebody else can check out their hearing. Somebody else who can move them, bring it, and we have someone who is a geriatric care manager.
Fantastic. Leslie, I've got to squeeze in a very, very quick break, but we're going to continue the conversation with a wonderful team of professionals of the Chicago Senior Services Network. After this quick break, we'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens. Lake Cook to the junction at 19 minutes, up onto Lake Cook from the junction at 21. Inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at 28 from the junction 16. Slow from the junction into the circle, outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 32. Express lanes at 10. On the inbound Ike, slow from 25th Avenue into the circle. Thorndale to downtown at 31 from Manheim 18. Outbound brake lights from Independence to the Plains from downtown to Manheim at 26. Thorndale at 39 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 minutes from the Tri-State at 24. Outbound to 55 from Lakeshore Drive at 40 minutes. Just after Bluff, a crash taking out the left lane, and the left lane is closed from Arsenal to just past Blodgett due to construction. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 22 minutes. Outbound to 95th and downtown at 16. It's currently overcast and 38 degrees with a wind chill of 30. Tonight, a low of 39. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 57. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big, bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can try Transcend and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights with a money-back guarantee. Just pay return shipping. So call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-300-6551. Again, that's 1-800-300-6551. 1-800-300-6551.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. So we are talking with the wonderful team of professionals at the Chicago Senior Services Network. And we've met them here in studio, and beyond the wonderful people here in studio, they are backed up by other professionals that are fantastic resources as well. And so I'm already getting emails from people that are asking the question of why Chicago Senior Services Network? What makes this network so special and unique? And no doubt it's the stories behind and what goes on behind the scenes. So if you don't mind, Ifat, tell me a little bit about the stories that make it all worthwhile.
What I would say, the way I would address that question is the beauty of our consortium is that not only do we reach out to others in our network when the need arises, but we can refer our clients to professionals that we trust and professionals whose work we're truly familiar with.
That's fantastic. So you've helped a lot of people. First of all, when did the network get started?
5 years ago.
5 years ago. So in that time, no doubt you've helped a lot of people. And you mentioned already that there are meetings that are going on, and you're constantly looking for as much talent as possible. And it sounds like I just see from what's going on here in the radio studio, you work very, very well together. You know each other's strengths, and you know how best to work together. And you mentioned that Faith, I believe, who does the pre-planning of funerals, that's unique to be able to have really from every step in the work and in senior services to be able to have all of the tools and all of the resources together. So if you don't mind, pick one specific family, somebody that you may have gotten a call from, and tell us sort of how that went and all of the services that might have been able to be provided.
I got a call from a family because the mother fell. I immediately called Elizabeth Urey, and she came over, and as a geriatric care manager, she was able to assess where this senior needed to be, whether to stay at home or to move. She then contacted our realtor and said, let's decide whether we should move into a smaller space that is more accessible. He then decided, no, I think she could stay where she is. So with my services, I then did adaptive design and amended the bathroom so it was safer, put in lighting, grab bars and such. And then I realized she needed to have her hearing checked because she was missing out on many words that I was saying. So I called Sherwin, and he did his office did an assessment on the hearing. And then I realized that she needed to have her bills paid on time, so I called Ifat. And then Ifat realized that she needed to have a caregiver, and we called in Heather Lantry to bring in her services.
There are many times when something is going on in a home where there's a change and the family really doesn't know where to begin. And so our group, as a consortium, we're able to look at all the different angles and make it very accessible for the family to work with their loved one to make sure that they're safe and as independent as possible.
That's fantastic. And I think I know the answer to this, but sometimes people might contact you and they are already working with somebody, some professional. How do you individually as professionals, but you as a network, is that okay to you, or is it sort of all or nothing?
No, that's absolutely fine. Because we all want to partner. We would like to partner with whoever we can. Because we'd like to bring in other people's skills as professionals that we don't have to.
That's fantastic in that that approach. Ifat, please.
And the most important thing is the client.
Absolutely. Bottom line, that's your mission, and that's what it's all about. It's to better the senior community. And obviously, the reason we're having this wonderful group of people here in studio, all of you are top of your field. You are all respective business owners. You all have your own areas of expertise. And we love to profile business owners. Today, we're talking about the collective services that are being provided. But each and every one of you are well-networked. And we've said that term on the air already many, many times today here in studio. But you are all well-networked and have your own contacts and your own people and highly, highly respected. The strength in numbers and the power of the combined, I'm sure, decades of experience is what makes an impact for your clients, and that's why they turn to you. So I do want to make sure that folks know how to reach you. What is the best way to follow up and get a hold of you?
Sure. So we have a website. It's www.ChicagoSeniorServicesNetwork.org, and we're also on Facebook, Chicago Senior Services, and services in both cases is plural.
That's great. And I know throughout our time on the air, you've been able to meet so many wonderful people, Leslie, Sherwin, Elizabeth, and Ifat, all wonderful professionals. Through that website, we want to make sure that you can follow up with any or all of the professionals that we featured here. But whether you have a need with a loved one or perhaps you yourself, or you just want to network and you just want to chat, this is a great opportunity. One more time, if you don't mind, share that website real quick.
Sure. The website is www.ChicagoSeniorServicesNetwork.org.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us here in the studio. We'll be back with more tips, advice, and information coming up right after this quick break.
Risk mitigation is an important consideration that smart companies pay attention to in today's complicated business climate. Some of the greatest risks occur when your company hires new employees or when you execute new business financial relationships. When your company hires, leases, or conducts financial transactions, decisions are critical. That's why veteran-owned and operated Global Verification Network is a company you should know. Startups to Fortune 100s trust Global Verification Network, and so should you. They're a background screening and investigative services company dedicated to expert, timely, and affordable background screening services for employment, tenant screening, and business due diligence. Global Verification Network is headquartered in Chicagoland, a federally recognized veteran-owned small business, and never offshores data like many competitors. To request your company's risk analysis without obligation or cost, visit globalverificationnetwork.com or call 877-695-1179 or visit them online at globalverificationnetwork.com. Global Verification Network, the risk mitigation experts, 877-695-1179.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was always just sort of feeling tired. And so I said, maybe this will just help in overall vitality. But in the past couple of years that I've been taking it, I find my energy has been great. I've been sleeping better. I don't get the cravings for junk food as often as I used to. I really attribute it to the product. It's so easy to use. Even if I want to take a capsule from my daughter and I just pull it apart to mix it in some juice or something, it's just something I'm very grateful to be able to incorporate. I really love the product. I think it's made such a difference.
Generally feel better. Generally have better energy and more stamina. Breathing is easier. Walking is easier. You're not in pain anymore, all right? I could go on and on.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Back to Get Down to Business. What a fantastic lineup of guests. You met so many amazing entrepreneurs, professionals, providing such wonderful services to the Chicagoland business community. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be your daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. So this past week, one of my clients had an aha moment that will no doubt forever change their attitude to the phone calls that she's required to make. She spoke to me about this revelation with such clarity that I needed to share it with you, and you need to share it with other salespeople and entrepreneur as often as possible. Most of my clients are juggling multiple demands. Making outbound calls is one of dozens of things that they need to accomplish each and every day. And whether they are salespeople, founders, small business owners, or fundraisers, the majority of them make these calls in order to book a meeting. In fact, many clients hope that I have a magic formula, which I don't really have, that allows them to make it all happen quickly. Again, I don't. Recently, when I was suggesting to one participant of a talk that I did that he speak more slowly, he said, "I talk fast because I want to get through the phone call, book the appointment, and get to the meeting." But here's the thing, that aha moment that I mentioned. The phone call is the first meeting. As one client of mine put it, I never thought about that phone call as the first meeting. I thought about it as making an appointment. In my mind, I knew and I know I really have to change. The phone call is the first meeting. It's the first impression. And it's where I need to make the connection and be present. Exactly. So pass that advice on. I talk to people about this all the time. And I think that so often people forget about it. And they take it for granted. They do a phone call as just a required step needed to get to the meeting to put something on the calendar. But I've said this so often on the air that first impressions are everything. And your phone call, even I'll go so far as your emails between meetings, are actually the impression that you are going to establish. Keep in mind, and I say this often, that meetings are sometimes tough to come by. Everybody's busy. If I met for coffee with everybody that I've networked with over the past bunch of years, and I met with them time and time and time again, my liver, my kidneys would probably give out because there simply is not enough time, and I just cannot do it often enough. So I do schedule, I'd say these days, more and more and more often I'm scheduling phone calls, and I'm following up on ideas, sometimes even without scheduling a phone call, by email. And I know that many of our listeners on the air tuning in tonight have the same situation. So pay attention to every word that you send, every conversation that you have, every phone call that you make, and be careful about it. Make sure you're preparing in advance, not winging it. Make sure that you have detailed notes on the topics that you hope to cover. And mark my words, if you're doing it properly and you're thinking things through, you're thinking about a strategy, that each person that you're talking to is different than the person that you may have spoken to days prior, you'll be successful and people will respect you. People will promote you. People will make introductions for you. Trust me, it really works. I've seen it time and time and time again. So pay attention to that. Your phone call is the first meeting. Share that advice. Tell somebody else about it. We share many, many tips on Get Down to Business, and some of it is not even on the air. I post it all on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the program. And indeed, we have a fantastic lineup of guests and entrepreneurs. Get on the website and you could listen to podcasts from today's conversation with the CEO of Shop for Ties, the owner of Express Employment Professionals in downtown Chicago, and the wonderful team of professionals of Chicago's Senior Services Network. All of those links will be posted on my website. You can check them out. And be sure to check out our sponsors at Tandem HR. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. Check out their website, tandemhr.com. We'll be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. But until that time, to success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you then.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance.